Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show is going to help you to question your career reality. And this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests come on to provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. And all of our guests work in various professions and are at different stages of their careers. So that means we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show biz questions. We have Oscar winners, Emmy winners, Tony winners, the wonderful celebrity reality television stars, and then we have the working professional actor, and then once in a while we bring on the beginner just so we can hear about the trials and tribulations of what it takes to pursue a career in entertainment. So if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, and listen to any of the interviews instantly, download the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. Click on the link that says Channel 1, scroll down and look for our show, which is Question Reality, and click the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page, and that's where you can view the list of all of our past guests. We've been on since 2008. And we have millions of listeners, and our show personally is booked 6 months to a year in advance. So it's a hot happening little show. So you definitely want to, what you can do is you will see what the titles are of the people that are coming on, like singer, actor, dancer, model, musician, producer, director, actor. So you can kind of view it and see what you like. And then also interview questions are listed on there. So maybe you want to know about crowdfunding. So you want to go to the questions and check that out. Now, our shows are also available. Oh, wait a minute. You can also download the free app for your Android or iPhone and listen to any of the other exciting shows on LA Talk Radio. So go to our page, scroll down towards the bottom, and there's the app right there. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes and also on the podcast section of Stitcher.com. So just go there, Question Reality Radio, in the search box, and you will find us. Now, if you want to know who the guests are going to be for the next 6 months, go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com. questionrealityradioshow.com, and there you'll see who we have, and we're booking for the new season. So send us, go to our website, questionrealityradioshow.com. And if you are working professionally or you know someone that wants to promote their project, again, we have millions of fans. So your project will be heard all over the world. So check it out. Now, I want to tell you real quick before we bring on our guest, I want to tell you about a very, very, very exciting news for me. For all of you who struggle, filmmakers, independent filmmakers who put your projects on YouTube as a web series, and you think, oh my gosh, I hope one day that I can move it onto television or whatever your goal is. Well, I have got some fantastic news for you about that. It can happen to you. Now, I'm very happy to report that the web series that my super talented, hysterically funny friend Jim Ross Meskimen had been working on for a couple of years, it was formerly called The Impression Guys, and it was on YouTube. It is going to be a new TV show, and the name of the series, who stars Ross Marquand and Jim Ross Meskimen, of course, as they're two impressionists and they're looking to be taken seriously as actors. It's called Impress Me, And it will debut on Pop TV this Wednesday, March 18th at 10:30. And it'll come on right after the new Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara comedy. Love the title of this show that they're in, called Schitt's Creek, S-C-H-I-T-T-S, Creek. So tune into Pop TV, and you go to the website. You can put your zip code in and find out what the channel is, that's a local channel. So you definitely want to check that out. And if you want to know, now, Jim Ross Meskin, wonderful guy. Everybody knows, you know who this is. He's the son of the brilliant actress Marion Ross, who played Mrs. C or Mrs. Cunningham, Mrs. C to Fonzie, on the hit television show with Ron Howard and Henry Winkler. Happy Days. Who doesn't remember that? So Jim is so, so talented. He is multi-talented. He's a performer, an actor, and of course a celebrity impressionist. And you may know him by his hit viral video where he did all of those celebrity impressions he was also reciting the passages from Shakespeare's plays. So that went viral. There were like millions and millions and millions of hits. But you got to check this out, because Jim Ross Meskimen is so talented, wonderful guy, just a really nice, nice person. I'm not just saying that because he's my friend, but he's very funny. And this show, again, is very funny. It's called Impress Me. Again, it debuts this Wednesday night, and you definitely have to check it out. Pop TV. Very, very funny. Okay. Now, we are moving on with our guest today. It is so exciting around here. We are all a flutter and a twitter because we were so excited to have the people that are coming on today. We have Carrie Wallum. I sure hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. And he's the executive producer of this new film called Street, directed by Bradford May. And again, Carrie Wallum is the executive producer. We've got Greg Fawcett on the show today as well. And one of the actresses, Giovanna Capetta, who plays Jessie. Now, just to let you know, the writers are Brandi Ellis, Ty Lombardi, Brett R. Miller. So just to get them in there. But it's a fantastic movie. It's going to be debuting, I believe. And again, they will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the premiere is going to be at the Palms in Las Vegas on April the 10th. So very, very, very exciting. We're also hoping to have the star of the film with us today, Bo Casper Smart. He's one of Jennifer Lopez, or was, I'm not sure, but one of Jennifer Lopez's super duper sizzling hot dancers. But I think he's working, and I'm not sure, but I think I heard on the grapevine that he's prepping for the Pink Print tour with Nicki Minaj. And I think that's tomorrow in Stockholm, Sweden, but I'm not sure. But anyway, check that out also on Twitter, the Pink Print Tour. And if you want to check him out, go to his website, which is caspersmart.com. caspersmart.com. And we wish he was with us here today, but we got so many people on the line. We're doing a remote interview today. Now, the other co-stars, just to get that in, are Kate Miner, Mark Ryan, and John Hannigan. So let me just tell you a little bit about Street real quick. Remo Street is a young fighter who comes from a world where nothing is easy, and he is faced with the opportunity to either train with a world-class coach, and or he has to choose between the long, hard road to honor and glory or becoming a brutal cage fighter for the Russian mafia. My God, that's a choice, I tell you. So without further ado, let's talk to the cast. Welcome, Carrie Wallum, Gregory Fawcett, and Giovanna Cavetta. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Priscilla. Glad to be here.
Woo! So great that we energy. Don't have... Yeah, well, you know, and there's no drugs or alcohol involved. It's just East Coast. We're all a little crazy over on the East Coast. I just wanted to briefly talk to, and I'll address you so we don't overlap, Carrie Wallum. Is that correct, Mr. Wallum? Is that Wallum?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So first of all, being the executive producer, we'll start with you. Why don't you tell us? I mean, I gave a brief synopsis, but I'm sure that you have more details. What is the film Street about, in your opinion?
I think it's, in my opinion, it would be the UFC Rocky movie. You know, if there's anything close to Rocky, this would be it. And it's a UFC instead of boxing.
And what do you feel, what audience do you feel will enjoy this movie the most and why?
I personally, I think from kids to, you know, however you can live, 100 years old, it's really that good a movie. And, I think that kids are going to enjoy it as much as adults. But I really think the teenagers in their 20s and 30s are really going to get a kick out of it because there's some really good fighting in it by some USC champs, you know, so.
That is the hot topic for films these days. Now, I know that you're not the writer, but in your opinion, what do you feel was the inspiration for the movie from the writer's perspective, if they share that?
Well, actually, the two writers I never met, Ty Lombardi, that rewrote the script, did a great job, and I do know her, and she just really researched it. And love the UFC and the MMA, and I think she just put a class act script together. And as you know, it's being talked about and getting pretty big. So,
well, that's really impressive. A female wrote a martial arts kickboxing sort of movie. My God, she must be brilliant. Usually, the men they got the corner on those movies. So she must be super proud of herself, and I'm proud of her. I don't even know her, but that's wonderful.
She's definitely a class act, and plus on the set, she also did our wardrobe. So,
wow! Oh boy, I tell you, when you can double them up, Carrie, you know that's a good thing as an executive producer. Double them up. What skills do you have? Come on, if you do two or more skills, you're on my set. Now, what do you feel? What do you hope that the most important message will be within the movie? What do you think this message is that you want to get out there?
I actually think deep down it's a family movie, someone watching out for their family. And I think it puts out a good attitude. It shows what you can do and what you can't do and what you should do. So I think Casper did a great job, and Greg and Gigi and every actor that was on there, I mean, was just amazing. So, you know, when you get good actors like that, it's pretty easy to do.
So it's a feel-good movie, very positive, upbeat.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Okay, well, we need more of that. Now, is this your first film project together, all of you?
Actually, no. Greg and I got about, I think, 7 or 8. Gigi and I met Gigi last year on a movie we did called Rum Runners, and I met her in Washington, and when she came on the set, she blew me away. I mean, this little girl actually was more talented than most of the people on the set, and so I gave Pam, her mom, a call, and I get Greg involved in everything, and so we've been, we're going to do a lot more together, too. We have a lot of stuff lined up, so.
Fantastic. Now, I hear a strong little ribeye accent coming from you. Is that a little Texas accent?
I'm from India. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
That's a ribeye.
I own a company, with Willie Nelson called Luck Films, and we do a lot of videos and movies and different things also, so.
I was just getting to that because when I went to your website and I was reading a little bit about it, I saw that American music icon Willie Nelson had actually brought together the creative team to form your film production company, which is called Luck Films, based out of Luck, Texas. I didn't even know there was a Luck, Texas, but now I know. Now, the key partners, I'm going as far as the website, Willie Nelson, you, Norman Massera, and Scott McCauley, and David Von Roem? Still the partners?
It's actually David Von Roem, and he actually runs a charter tech film school in New Jersey. And, he's one of the partners, yeah. So.
Well, that's fantastic. How did this come to be? I mean, Willie Nelson, huge American icon, la, 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 la. It would be a dream for most people to hook up with Willie Nelson. How did that come to be?
Well, it's been a really hard road, honestly, and it's harder than everybody thinks. Having a name like that, they automatically think, you know, you got everything made. But we was all in his saloon in his old town called Luck, and we did some filming of one of his videos. And that night we decided to put it together, and we said, well, what should we name it? And Willie said, well, let's name it Luck Films. So we named it Luck Films, and we've been on a handshake, all of us, so.
Oh, my gosh. You're old school. Now, see, that's what I like, a handshake. Don't come at me with any damn contracts. I run for the hills. A handshake is what it's going to be. I'm old school, too. Now, what exciting projects did you guys work on? Are you and Willie working on anything together? Did you cast them for anything? Or
actually, yeah, right now we're working on a movie. I'll be in L.A. this week, but we're meeting with Peter Bogdanovich rewrote the script for us, and he's directing it. We have some good talent attached, and of course, I'm going to, as usual, try and bring GG and Greg and some of my guys in on that. But we have Tom Petty attached, Sybil Shepherd, really some good heavy-duty actors. So.
And wow. 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 Are you a musician as well? Or
I play the radio really well if I'm in a good location.
Very good. Now, I want to ask you, too, because our show is about providing tips, advice, and resource information to people who are listening who want to be in a position where you are, as well as Mr. Fawcett. And Gigi, of course, if you're a child. So may I ask you, as executive producer, the money seeker is what I like to call executive producer. I'm often an executive producer, so I got to smell the money, wake up and smell the bills is what I smell most of the time. But as the money seeker, what was your plan for the team to get funding for the movie? Because, you know, it is hard as hell to get funding. What was your plan when Street came about and you were hired as executive producer?
Well, actually, I was hired like 4 days before it started when they had no crew together. They brought me to L.A. and I just helped put it together. The money was already in place. You know, Tanya and Kurt Duffner, I guess, put it up while probably in some of them, they already had the money in place, but no crew and mostly none of the actors. Nobody was hired yet. And that was 4 days before we started shooting, so.
Are you kidding me? How did you put it together in 4 days? That's craziness. How did you guys do it?
Well, I think all of us really just hammered down and used our heads and did everything we could. We had a great crew, you know, and brought in all the people that, you know their job. So that's the biggest thing.
Now, I tell you, I come from a corporate background, so I cannot live without my lists, and I check and double check. I'm so anal retentive. I micromanage the hell out of everything. But I had to make a huge adjustment working in the entertainment industry because you don't always run into people who have that same mentality. My question is, do you feel that it's an easy transition? Say someone's working in a corporate world and they have the mindset that I do. Is it going to be too frustrating for them to make the adjustment if they want to become an executive producer or a producer?
I think
because you guys do it on the fly, right? You got to do it on the fly, just like 4 days before. I mean, how hard is it really to do that?
Well, actually, that one was on the fly. We have several others that Greg and I, and you know, we put together. We have a trilogy coming up, but and some other movies. But usually, it's hard to, you know, how hard it is to trust in this business, and how hard it is to handshakes really don't matter. So you just have to kind of, what we're doing now is going out on our own and building up a team that we can trust, and we don't have to go outside our team anymore. You know, it's just us, and we film in the locations that, you know, that way you can get some good incentives or a good town or good people involved in it, you know, so you can move forward. So.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I'm a person, and when I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And I had a very hard time adjusting when I came out here because people would say things and then they didn't follow up. And I couldn't process that because if you say you're going to do it, you just do it. But it's very hard when people are just, you know, talking and they don't really have follow through or any intention at all. It just comes out. How do you, as executive producer, how do you know who you can trust to bring on board that that's going to do their job and get the tasks done for you that you need done. What are your criteria?
I started out doing stunts and different things years ago, and I have pretty much, I know everybody that's tired of the smoke and mirrors, and you know, they can go make the 500 to 1,000 a day or whatever they do, 300, and or then come down here and work, and it's at ease, and everybody, you know, has a good time, and nobody's pressured, and, you know, Greg and I right now, we have four movies in the can, so,
you know,
we're
just,
we're moving forward.
We're going to be talking to Greg in a couple of seconds. I just have a couple more questions for you. speaking for, now, crowdfunding, in your opinion, a lot of people are raising money to fund their films via crowdfunding campaigns. But some people, not me, but I'm playing devil's advocate here. But some people say that when you run a crowdfunding campaign, it cheapens the appearance in some way. What are your thoughts on these opinions?
I think that also. I believe that. I think that, you know, I don't know. I'd just soon get some individuals and hopefully you know, everybody wants to have that one movie that hits because, you know, a lot of movies sit on the shelf and don't do a lot of, you know, making money. But now, through Greg, we have a distribution plan put together and through some other people that I personally now forward, I don't think we can lose. You know, I think we can get individuals behind us and start moving forward instead of the crowdfunding stuff. That, you know, I'm not much into that. I like to just have our crew, and when I need some, we call them up and say, this is what we need, and can you do it? And they say, yay or nay, you know.
Well, you're very, very fortunate because most people don't hang out with people who have that much coins in their pocket. So people who are starting out, maybe aspiring, I think crowdfunding is the way to go for people who are aspiring producers and just to raise money for the film. I don't know whether or not crowdfunding is the best way to raise money for the film, and I get so many questions about that. As a matter of fact, when I announced that I was going to have an executive producer on, I got a lot of emails from people asking, is if you don't believe in crowdfunding to be the way to raise a film, is there a better way, and who should use crowdfunding campaigns? Obviously, if you get a green light from a studio, you don't need to do a crowdfunding campaign, but do you think it's okay for beginners to use that route, or do you think that they'll get a label as doing cheap stuff? What do you think?
I don't think they'll get a label, but I don't, you know, anything that works. I mean, if you've got a film and you're doing it, it's the ones that get to film it and put it in the can that have succeeded, really, you know? So whatever works, it works. I mean, you can't dog nothing that's working, so.
I agree. Crowdfund away, my people. Carrie Wallum gave the okay. Okay, what has been the overall reaction to the film Street from the entertainment industry and also from non-industry people who've seen it already? What are they saying?
Well,
what's the buzz?
I actually think it's going to be a huge movie. I really do. I think everybody's talking about it. As you know, it's a great movie. And Casper, I mean, coming onto this is like his, I think, his big debut, you know, and this guy trained, you know, he's a dancer, so, and I'll tell you too, nothing against dancer or anything, but when I thought he was going to fight with these UFC guys, I thought it was going to be, the MMA guys, it was going to be tough and this and that, but this kid trained every day, came to set with his game plan, and, you know, did his job, and I think it's going to be a tremendous movie. I think it's going to be talked about forever.
Wow. Now, I haven't seen it yet, but I did see the trailer, and he looked fantastic. I actually thought he was an MMA fighter. I thought, well, he's a dancer, and then that's like that's a lateral career. I thought that he did that. Are you saying that he wasn't an MMA fighter or had that experience, and he had to train to get that for the film?
I know that he was training with Arnold Chan and some of these guys, and I know that he would train, I mean, 4, 5, 6 hours a day, and then show up on the set. The reason I know this is because I had to watch out, because sometimes he'd show up on a motorcycle to set, and I didn't want him riding his bike and stuff. And I mean, when he got to work, he was already sweating from working out. So, you know, he put his head to work, and I'll tell you what, he's a class act, and I really mean that. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't. I would think that would be evident because, I mean, my God. he has been a dancer for some of the largest stars in the world. Jennifer Lopez, Nicki Minaj. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And these are people who didn't get to where they are by tolerating people who are lazy. So obviously his work ethic must be so superior to get where he is. And I'm so happy that he's actually breaking out and going into acting. I don't know much about him other than what I've just recently researched, but I'm so glad that he's pursuing acting if that's a passion. Do you think he likes it? Did he say he had a good time?
I know he likes it and loves it. And actually he brought his mom and his sisters on the set and they were the class acts too. I mean, it's just like the really tight family, and I think they mean something in each other's lives, which, you know, everybody needs to. Now, one thing I would like to say real quick is everybody needs to watch out for this Gigi coming up, because she's going to knock him out in the next few years. If you got my word on that, you can quote that right now.
Wow. Really? Okay, cool. Now, what about the premiere in Las Vegas? Is he and his mom and his family coming to the premiere in Las Vegas on April 10th?
I don't know for sure. I know that most likely he's going to show up. I mean, you know, there's a Greg kind of put that together, Greg Fawcett. That's his what he does on the side besides the good actor. But he's I'm pretty sure everybody's going to want to show up to this one, so.
Well, we want a line outside, don't we, Mr. Gregory? Let's move on to Mr. Greg Fawcett. So you're organizing this big thing in Vegas. You better make sure Mr. Bo Casper Smart is there, because the women will be flocking. You'll have the whole, at least the female audience, flocking and screaming to promote, right?
Absolutely. We do have them confirmed to be there April 10th at the Brendan Theaters in the Palms Casino for a 7 p.m. Showing.
Wow. So, woo! Oh, my goodness. We are excited about that. And is this something that's open to the public, or is this a private screening?
It's a private screening. There's a lot of people that, you know, it is publicized within Las Vegas and in the Palms. So a lot of fans come out and support the movie and the venue. So it's a really fun night.
Wow. Well, I'll be there. Woo, I might have to get Mr. Bo Casper Smart. I'm going to put him on my lap and bounce him around a little bit. Oh, my God. Well, Gregory, now I was absolutely fascinated when I was reading some of the stuff about you. This is a trip. Now, I understand that you were born and raised in the Hollywood legend Clayton Moore's house. Now, for those of you who don't know who that is, he was the Lone Ranger. So how the heck did that happen? How did you end up in Clayton Moore's house?
So, my father bought it from Clayton Moore. And he had built the home himself. He'd moved to Minnesota to start a realtor company called Lone Realty in Golden Valley, Minnesota, after Hollywood days.
Wow.
And, he built the home. We bought it from him. In fact, when we were kids, we used to climb up on the roof, and the builders in the cement of the chimney put Hi-Ho Silver. And every 5 years, Lone Ranger would come through town, and he would come in his dressed in all of his garb, in his big white limousine with the bullhorns, and he'd do the horn, and we'd all be playing football on the lawn, and he'd sign autographs for us, and it was fun having him come through and say hi, though.
Wow. Now, did you have your little, when you were little, did you have your little Lone Ranger outfit on, running around, singing Hi-Ho Silver?
Oh, yeah, it was on. There was no choice. Yeah, absolutely.
So I just assumed that you were the hit parade of the street. You had all the little girls coming over wanting to play Lone Ranger with you, right?
Well, that's a different story. But we definitely had a well-known home because of that. And so we were always notified before he was coming through. So so it was all, you'd have about every kid in every neighborhood was ready for him. So it was quite a fun time. God.
I bet. Now, the excitement with you, Gregory Fawcett, doesn't stop there, because I understand that you were roommates for 3 years with Wes Bentley, who slept on your couch, and then he booked American Beauty. So, oh my God, I love Wes Bentley. I'm a huge American Horror Story fan, and of course, everybody right. knows he played Edward Mordrake, and he was fabulous. So, do you guys still keep in touch? Did you have any upcoming projects with them? Give us the scoop.
He did a movie called White River Kid with my roommate, Chad Lindbergh, who is from Fast and the Furious, Jesse. And Chad was living with me, and he did White River Kid with Antonio Banderas. And they met in Arkansas doing that movie. And Wes moved from New York, came out to L.A., and he started sleeping on our couch. And no kidding, he was there for about a month, living on our couch. And he was with Willie Morse at the time, because he spent a year or two at Juilliard. And he had what it took. And he literally went out on I think it was like his second or third audition. He comes back, and he says, they just called me back and basically offered me the role for Ricky Fitz on American Beauty. And I'll never forget when he came in, and I said, I go, who's in it? He said, Kevin Spacey, Annette Bening. Well, my jaw dropped, because I'd already been in town like 15 years, you know, slaving away, you know, all I could say, you know. And so, I mean, he was just shooting right to the top. And so he did that movie. He stayed on my couch the whole time he was filming it. And needless to say, he didn't move. He ended up getting a room, though, I think, after that. And he lived with us a couple more years.
Wow, I'm surprised you didn't offer him a little cocktail of hemlock and sculpt a little face mask and show up as Mr. West. Oh, now also I understand that you did a short film that won an award at the National International Independent Film Festival. What was the film about, and how can we see it? It was called Jack Woody, right?
It was a short film. It was a treatment to a feature I have written. And what we did is we went ahead and did a short to it. We have not got the feature off the ground. Carrie and I are developing it with a director and producer out of L.A. called Matt Flynn, who did a movie called Hack. It's basically a romantic comedy. And about a guy born at Woodstock in 1969, and he's born missing the one component all men need. if you catch what I'm saying. Priscilla, let's just say this. He was hung like a pimple. So he had a complex.
Wait a minute. I need to take a sip of wild turkey in celebration.
Believe it or not, this is PG-13 too. All right. He overcompensates with that physicality defect, and by stuffing his pants and overcompensating, hence how he got the name Jack Woody. It's twisted. It's fun. It's lighthearted. It's got a great moral ethical story, and if you can believe it. It's something I've been pushing for a long time now.
Oh, my God. Well, I produce only short films. I can't handle doing features. Oh, I tell you, you must have really worked really hard to get that down to a short. No pun intended, but that seems like a long, that would be long subject matter.
You are just killing the puns. I love it.
I am Irish and English. We talk worse than drunken sailors. What can I say? You just really didn't. You weren't prepared for the interview today. Now, let's talk about the upcoming movie, Street. You play James. Tell us about your character. How did you prepare for the role? You know, tell us all the exciting stuff about James. Who is James in Street?
James is, James owns the fight club, the gym, that where everybody trains at. And he gets involved with this Russian mob through some dealing, gambling debts, and ends up putting his gym up for a bet, a wage, and he ends up losing it and owing his a lot of money to these Russian mafia, which actually puts him in jail and almost cost him his life. And that's where the movie starts, when I come out of jail. And it all happens at that first moment when I step into a little grocery store and Remo shows up, Casper Smart's character, and catches us in a situation where he's caught between a moral and ethical challenge, and it basically opens up the whole movie. He gets in a fight with the Russian mob, and it opens up my confrontation where everyone finds out that I had put the gym up for a debt, and so it kind of comes back to me at the end, actually.
Oh, so was this a role that was challenging to you, or was it a role that you played similar characters, or what was it?
I have not played a role like this. It was actually quite a really interesting character. He was very deceitful, but he was a guy that, you know, who had a heart, who actually loved his kids. But he was like a lot of people in life, you know, who have, who are good people, but they just they get caught in a position where they're tested with their moral and ethics, and they have to sometimes cross that line, not for selfishly, but sometimes unselfishly, and it good people go down sometimes and have to cross that line to, you know, save someone's life, like do something that might help out their children. But in the end, they look like the bad guy too, doing it. So he kind of lived a double-edged sword life, you know?
I'm already excited and intrigued. It sounds very James Bondish to me. I cannot wait to see you play James. I love it. I think it's a meaty role. Now, let me ask you, Greg Fawcett, Mr. Actor, what things, because we do provide career advice on this show, what things, in your opinion, should you absolutely avoid doing if you're pursuing a career as an actor? Do not do it, per Mr. Gregory Foster. Fawcett. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. The one thing is falling into the old cliche of, having to do use drugs and live a life that you think you should be living. It's like a facade. But the real people that stick in it are the people that, live with a clean mind and have bulldog tenacity and really do it because they really want to do it. And those people stay in there and they stay in the game and they work hard. What I learned is because you do that, it doesn't mean you're going to make it. And it doesn't mean that you're going to get to that place that you always want to get. But what you do is if you stick to it and you stay true to yourself, and if you enjoy it, you just keep riding that wave. And that's coming from a surfer. So you just
absolutely.
Stay with it.
I found, Greg, that there is, I don't think a lot of people really do soul searching and can determine the difference between an interest and a passion. They get the two confused. You can have an interest in many different things. Oh, I want to be an actor. I want to be a singer. I want to be a dancer. But then and you can take classes and you can be a little actor and a dancer, but then there's the difference how you know it's a difference between a hobby and a passion. A passion is when you wake up in the morning and you think, oh my God, what am I going to do? I want to do a role as this. I want to do a role as that. And you're constantly thinking. It is consuming. Not, oh, you know, I think I want to go to acting class tonight, but oh, I'm so tired. I may not go. So, I hope people really are able to figure out the difference between an interest and a passion. Now, we're going to move on to Gigi because we only got 10 minutes left. The excitement, my God, on this show. I mean, it went so fast. You were probably thinking, oh, my God, this interview's 50 minutes. What the hell am I going to talk about? Well, as you can see, it's like it's been 5 minutes. Am I right, guys?
Right.
Yes. Real quick before I leave you, Mr. Greg Fawcett, what exciting projects are you working on now? I know Carrie briefly touched upon something that you're doing, but let's just talk about something else that he didn't mention.
I have a little startup company that I'm working. I do a distribution. Carrie and I have a distribution company that we're starting up, and I've added some stuff to that, which is kind of I can't actually really talk about too much of it, but it's involved with pre-entertainment show and content that we're creating and putting up on the pre-show movie theaters. It's called 60 Second Cinema.
Okay.
And so we're in the development, and we're moving quite fast right now.
What's the website for that? Is there a website?
There isn't. We're incorporated. We have all the things lined up, but it's one of those entities we don't want to open it up yet because of we can't ring the dinner bell quite yet because
okay.
It would not be advantageous for us to pre-launch too early.
Oh, got it. No one wants to pre-launch too early. I know what you mean, Greg Fawkes. Oh, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, I can't stop myself. I'm crazy today. Before we go with you, Greg Fawkes, I wanted to talk about something just like for 1 minute, because when I saw this, I said, no way. I understand that your mom, Sandra Borglum, side of the family was the architect and builder of Mount Rushmore. What the hell is going on? You're like, what?
Yeah, that is very cool. That's true. Yeah, that's my great-great-great uncle, Dustin Borglum, who carved out Mount Rushmore. And he passed away, actually, and his son, Solon, completed it. But yeah, we have all the, my brother and I, my mother's passed away and she's in heaven, but we have like some of the old original photographs of when they built that, you know, hanging on the wall. My grandfather was actually quite an amazing sculptor too, so we have some wonderful pieces of that, you know, the Western time.
Now, did you go there and chisel a damn piece off or no?
I've only been there actually once. We did go out there. We all made a trip. You know, my mom was obviously very proud of her, you know, the family heritage, and it was always a theme and a part of her life. So she was very proud of it. So.
Oh, as you should be. I can't believe it. I can go and tell people I know somebody whose family helped build Mount Rushmore. I feel honored today, Greg Fawkes. I feel honored today. By the way, before I let you go, are you any relation to Farrah?
No, I'm not. But you're not going to believe it. My wife and son and I were driving up in L.A. We just literally an hour ago walked by her grave in Westwood.
Wow.
Yeah, we went over. Yeah, we saw Marilyn Monroe. It was right over here in Westwood off Wilshire Boulevard. And my wife's like, oh, my God, there's Farrah Fawcett right next to Merv Griffin.
Oh.
And we saw Jack Lemmon. We saw Marilyn Monroe, Natalie Wood. It was unbelievable.
Is that it? Over at Fairlawn? Fairlawn Cemetery? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know the name of it. It's right off of Wilshire Boulevard, right literally downtown Westwood.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Westwood Cemetery.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where I want to be buried. I'm going to go make an appointment next week.
Hey,
try to get my... Well, Greg, thank you so much. I gotta move on to Gigi, but I tell you, I could talk to you guys, you and Carrie, like all day long. You have to promise me you're gonna come back on the show and promote every single one of your projects.
We'd be happy.
Absolutely. Now we're going to talk to little Giovanna, a.k.a. Gigi Capetta, and she plays the character of Jessie in the movie Street. And I just want to just do a foreword and say that I feel that Gigi Capetta is definitely a child actor that you want to keep your eye on in the world of entertainment because she is just a little shooting star for sure. People are buzzing about her that she is going to be the future Oscar contender in no time. She's just zippity-doo-dying down that yellow brick road, and I think she's going to end up on the red carpet every time I turn around. It's it's like, okay, I own a website design company too, by the way, Greg and Carrie. So every time I turn around, it's a new update. Oh, Gigi's in this, Gigi's in that. She gets cast all over the place. So welcome, Gigi. Are you asleep? Did we put you to sleep?
No, but thanks for asking.
Now, let me ask you, how, in your role of Jesse, what do you feel, who is your character? Who is Jesse in the movie Street? What does she do? How does she do it? What is her role?
Jesse is the type of girl that feels like she can express herself because she's around her brother. And she doesn't really mind that her mom is sick, because I think she believes that that her mom could get better. And she does things like she believes it. Like she can believe she does it. Like she believes and she can do it. Like that.
Now, did you have a scene with the hot, sexy Mr. Bo Casper Smart? Were you in a scene with him?
Yes, I was. In fact, I think I was in more than one scene with him. At the dinner table, I said hi to him at the dinner table.
He is a little cutie, isn't he? I don't know if I should be asking you that at your age, but forgive me. I just think he's a little cutie. I think if I were your age, I'd say, oh, he's a little cutie. Or maybe a big cutie, Lord. He's a big cutie. Do you often, what do you love most about your character, Jesse? What did you love about her? Was she strong and courageous, or was she generous and kind? What was it about that character that you loved?
Mostly all that you said, but mostly her kindness her kindness.
So that was an exciting role for you. Now, I know you're booked on things all the time. Every time I turn around, you're always booked on something. You're one of the hot little actresses in Hollywood. So do you want to continue working as an actress when you're an adult, or do you think you want to move on to something else? Because you're practically a veteran already. You're practically, you could retire. You've done like 100,000 movies. And so do you want to do it as an adult, or do you want to do something else?
I am always going to act, because acting is what I love to do, and it's one of my talents, and in fact, one of my best talents. And acting gets me to know more things. It teaches me more things than I know. And when I grow up, I'm going to keep on acting, just keep on acting.
Well, I think you will. Now, what do you like most? Do you like comedy, action, drama, horror? What are your favorite types of roles?
I like comedy because it makes me laugh, and I love to laugh. And sometimes I dress up in funny costumes and tell funny jokes.
I love comedy, too. I'm a sitcom fanatic. I love comedy. That's my favorite genre, too. Of course, my husband is like, oh, God, do we have to see? It's not funny. It's not funny. These people are not. Hey, but this is a man who likes Moe, Curly, and Larry, the Three Stooges. So we don't share the same humor, the same humor level. Now, before we go, what's exciting that's coming up? What are you working on now that's some more exciting roles? Other than Jesse in the film Street, what are you working on, Gigi?
I'm going to actually be working on a few movies, in fact. I'm with Carrie Wong, Mr. Carrie Wong, I'm going to be acting in a movie called One Frosty Christmas. It's about... I'm 11 years old in the movie, and my name is Hannah Story. I find my way and my love through a horse named Frosty.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I like that. That sounds really good. Carrie, is that, we're back to Mr. Carrie. Well, is that something that you're going to start working on right away, or is that down the road?
Actually, we're pretty much there. We're doing a trilogy.
Oh, a trilogy. Ooh, so what stage are you in now? Are you in pre-development, pre-production?
We will be in pre-production in the next, within the next month.
Oh, that's wonderful. Such exciting things coming up for you guys. Well, I want to thank you, Gigi, so much. We're going to have you back on the show, and it's going to be all about Gigi. Gigi, 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 Gigi. That's all it's going to be about. We're going to have you on by yourself. I want to thank Mr. Carrie Wallum. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy man, and for you to share your time, you and Mr. Greg Fawcett, I really appreciate it. You gave such great advice and resource information and tips to the audience who are pursuing a career in entertainment. And I thank you so much. I know the movie is going to be successful, because with a team like you behind it, how could it not? So I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Oh, thank you so much.
You're very outgoing.
Well, I'm worse in person, and you're going to get it, because I'm coming to the premiere April 10th. So, yeah, you're just going to take some Tylenol with you, because I might just give you a headache with all the talking we'll be doing. But thank you so much. StreetTheMovie.net. Go to the website. Support the film. Go out. Is it going to be – oh, one thing we didn't talk about, Carrie. When is it going to be in theaters?
Greg and them are working on that right now. I actually don't know. I've been working on these other two movies, so I'm kind of in the background.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll catch up with Greg, and he'll let us know. And then update me, and then I can promote it on the radio show, because we definitely want to see it in the theater. So thank you guys for coming on. Go to the movie, streetthemovie.net. Also, check out Mr. Carrie Wallum. He is on Facebook, Twitter, I believe, and he has luckfilms.com. Go to his website and check out his website. And Mr. Greg Fawcett, what is your website, Greg, real quick? We don't know. Okay. That's okay. Okay, we lost. Okay, streetthemovie.net, luckfilms.com, Bo Casper Smart. We're going to see it soon. Thank you guys for coming on, and we'll see you next week on Question Reality. Say goodbye to your fans, Carrie, Greg, and Gigi.
Bye, guys. Thank you very much.
Bye!
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.